So this is a special edition of pedalsandeffects.com. Nick and I are actually going to attempt to plug in 100 pedals and see if it works.
It's probably going to be pretty hairy.
I think the question I get asked the most when then people see all these pedals, they go, what does this sound like when they're all plugged in? And of course, I mean, I usually just say, well, it sounds like complete shit, of course. But we're going to try to see if we can make it not sound like shit. Even when I do clinics, I'll have like the two Earthquaker pedal boards sitting there and somebody will always come and go, what does it sound like when they're all on? And I don't know what the fascination with that
is.
Well,
but I think that's just like a gearhead's like gut instinct to just spit those words out. Because I'm like, in my head, I'm like, yeah, of course that'd sound like shit. But if I see 50 pedals on the ground, in the back of my head, I'm thinking, like, I wonder what that sound like with all those turned on.
So, like, maybe there's some magic thing that could possibly happen. Like, there's some sound that would be beyond all sounds. And Brian Eno will call you going, how did you do that? I'm like, I don't know. We just plugged in 100 pedals. So we are going to plug in. It's no brand forward any pedal. We're going to just... I have a ton of pedals. Nick brought some of his pedals. We have some borrowed pedals from guys like Jonathan Tischke and probably Josh Klinghoffer. And so we're going to plug some in and see what happens. So we do have a little shout outs to do. Mogami, I use Mogami in 90% of my videos that I shoot, and they've been cool. The cables are awesome. We got to throw a shout out to GoPro. GoPro hooked us up with some cameras, and then, you know, the pedal companies that were going to use these pedals, we have to shout out to them.
Well, and the thing about this was, like, we needed a shitload of cables. I mean, you probably don't have 100 cables lying around.
I think I do, but not tiny ones.
We needed a shitload.
So, I'm going to rip this sucker open. Boom. All right, Mogami, what? Yes, it's rainy Mogami.
Hey, hey.
All right, so here we are, we're picking pedals.
So we don't want like
a lot
tons of fuzz and distortion.
Right, the gain, heavy gain stuff is gonna be problematic in the end. I say we add the four whammies, the two guitar and the two bass.
No, I say two whammies.
Just two?
Two whammies, dog. What am I trying to like do? Like,
you're taking
we're not trying to get like all the neighborhood dogs over here. Like, all
right.
I'm just going to grab. I don't want to. I'm just going to grab. Feel me?
Grab the cloven hoof. All right. So much for the gain stage. All right.
Well, we got to have one of those.
All right. Here. Throw the revolver in it. The hex revolver. I say the gonk. Got out of the gonk.
Yeah. Space station.
Of course. Well, it's the reverb converted to space station.
Thrashmaster.
Yes.
The Mantic Master Flex, signed by Adrian Blue.
What?
Dude, read that on the side, son.
What?
Super Sodomizer. Chorus pedal.
Yeah, your favorite one.
CE2.
Right.
I painted this fucked up JHS color box with the Freddy head.
Nice.
Peep that Freddy head.
Tight. Pretty clean. All right. I want to put this Keeley compressor in there because we're going to need to fucking wrangle it in,
okay.
I think. This is my favorite drive, so we got to put it in there. We'll figure it out. Keep it maybe low gained. Oh, I have to have this. You're going to have to deal with it.
The bifet?
Yeah, the bifet. OG.
Okay.
So throw that sucker up there.
Organizer. Duh.
God, yes. Duh. Of course.
Probably that.
Grand Orbiter, my favorite phaser. Yes, for show.
Duh.
Oh, yes.
What is this thing? Never heard of this thing before.
We're about a 20, so we got like 80 to go. Jesus. Should we speed this up?
I'm going to say a pitch bay.
Oh, blood noise. Radical delay. We got to throw the twin cam chorus. That's almost two pedals. Diabolic?
I've never even heard this thing.
Boss vibrato. Best vibrato ever made. OC2. Yes, have to. My Boss CS2, of course. People would be mad if I didn't.
A Mantic Isaiah. This thing's badass here. TSVG Babbling Flower.
Misty Cave. Analog Resonance Echo. Best analog delay made right now. Audio endangered audio research.
Context. Hell yeah. Raster. Hell yeah. And we'll throw in the particle for good measure.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 47, 48, 49, 50. I mean, so we're just over half.
All right, so now let's start setting these up.
There could be distortion and fuzz and gains at the end and at the beginning, and modulations on both sides of everything. Whereas if I was setting something up, my gains and distortions are always at the very end, where all my modulation is at the top. But it doesn't matter here, because it's just, you know,
okay,
we could do a little bit of both.
All right.
Let's organize by, like, you know, sound. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, right.
Right. Here's what we should do. After each row, let's fire it up and test it.
Okay.
Yes.
That sounds dope right there. I think what we should do is swap this wah-wah out, Nick, and put it down there, because you're never going to get to it here.
Well, whatever.
But no, it's really going to make sense. It's not. You'll never get to it.
I know, but the wah, that's the type of sound that, like, if you have that at the end, it overpower anything that's going through it. It's just going to turn into wah.
Unless we wire it.
Well, we'll be able to get to it.
Well, that's true. If me and you can do it, I could always hit the wah.
Yeah, you just have to tiptoe over to it. We could take out the octaves. That's fucking it up. Or at least that one. Just switch them. I say we switch that low octave. So we're back from lunch.
We are back from lunch. You think this is just plugging in stuff and it's easy? It isn't. It's actually very time consuming. We've been on this for what, 2.5 hours?
Yeah, we got halfway through so far.
Halfway through. I think so let's talk about the big issues. The big issues, I mean, Mogami killed it by giving us cables, and they all work, of course, because they're brand new and they're great. So that was a big issue. Powering is still an issue.
So
we're daisy chaining the shit out of it.
We're on daisy chains off of one spot. So there's MXR brick in there.
I think we're going to use a Digitech brick or two.
We're 50 pedals through. We're kind of building this in a weird way where we're going from right to left. But then once we hit the end of a row, you know, we go back to the right. So it gets a little confusing putting it together.
And then I'd say, though, so yes, sampler, you know, at the beginning. But, like, I think the thing we did was we pulled out a couple of really gnarly filters. They're gone. What else did we pull out? We pulled
phaser,
out phaser. There's a couple. Nick's a phaser hater, so we only have one, the Grand Orbiter.
The phaser thing is kind of crazy because when you just turn it on, no matter what is going into it or coming out of it, it's just...
Yeah. The flangers, we have the 88 flanger, and the MXR, we're going to turn those on at the end and when we got everything blasting. But we're going to get, like, a majority of them going and get some sound happening, and then we'll kick everything on, and it'll be hell to pay. So I don't think anything than that. And the delays we're going to kick on at the end, so... I think we just have 50 more to wire up and see you in about 2.5-3 hours, I guess. I think so. 2.5-3 hours. There you go. Why did we do this?
We're on row 1, 2, 3, 4. This is the 5th row. This is the...
We're at 65 pedals.
This is the 66th
pedal.
We'll drop in this reverb. Going to do the emoji Freddy head color box. Dude, let's drop the bass whammy
right in the middle.
Finally. Damn.
This is going to be probably a little crazy. I don't know that we'll be able to dial this back, but we'll try it. The thing that we were talking about that we noticed is when there's just... I mean, like, this might be too crazy, this might be too crazy. Whenever there's just over-the-top overdrives that don't have blends on it, right? It's, like, too much.
If they're not gnarly.
A lot of these, they're... I mean, if you were to, like, if we check out everything and what it's all set at, there are, I mean, it's, like, kind of tame settings just for now. Because if we have them all, like, cranked and raging, then it's just going to be... It's most likely going to be white noise anyways, but we're trying to make it a little less white noise. We'll do the multi-play. I want one of those. Mm-hmm. So we're testing row 1, 2, 3, 4. Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The sixth row. Mm-hmm. Let's see if we can...
Need 10 more, right?
Right.
All right, so 10 more pedals. Dispatch Master, of course, Earthquaker Devices, number one pedal. We should put that up in the mix. Speaker cranker, because we're going to need to crank the shit out of the speaker. Way huge, Aquapus.
91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96.
Here, how about this one? This is 9 volt.
Holy shit. The Behringer Vintage Time Machine.
That's 100 pedals right there?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Pedals and effects. Nick and Juan, we said, fuck it, and we're doing it. So let's
but
do it.
But there might be drama, like, right now when we go to try
I don't this. Think let's so. If you're steady foot, you shouldn't be.
All right, well, let's just
see. Just
be
gentle. This is like, don't blow this shit up.
All right.
Okay, so Nick's walking. Watch your feet. So already, like, watch that. Watch that.
More, a little more up, please. Okay, I'll do it. Not going to matter.
All right, go.
1 minute. Level up on that orange guy.
Here we go, row 2. So then we're going to skip the fuzzes till the end because it just starts getting too gnarly.
Well, so we're probably about like 30-ish pedals in, and we're kind of going through each one of them and being like a little picky. I'm being a little picky, like, oh, back off on that a little bit. What's that pedal doing? But it's just like, dude, we're only 30 pedals in, so it's going to be fucked.
The whole point was this. Everybody wants to always hear what happens when they are all on. So we're going to show you what happens when they're all on.
It's not going to be usable. Once there's 100 pedals on, forget it.
Right. So we're trying our best to make it usable, but we may lose it at some point. And we might hit some really interesting sounds along the way. That's what I think.
Thank you.
I mean, I think there's one thing that I miss. These two. Right. That was it. The radical, we got to do it.
All right, turn that radical on.
All right.
Okay.
And then turn this on.
So is that everything? Okay.
That's it.
Oh, the Keeley compressor wasn't on.
There.
Holy
now
shit.
We go. Dude. We got everything on now. Turn it on.
Holy fuck.
Turn. Right, so
we came, we saw, and we conquered.
Yes!
I mean, it just sounded like fucking white noise.
As everybody said.
So, to answer the age-old question of what does it sound like when you turn on 100 pedals, it sounds awful, basically.
Yeah, and they, you know, we were the ones to go for it, though, because even though we knew I think we were hopeful. I was hopeful. I was hopeful that we'd be able to just cut through with some of the gain stages, but I bet if we removed all the dirt pedals, obviously.
There's just some things when you get into like the gnarly reverbs, when you get into like modulation stuff, there's kind of no getting away from it.
Because they start running away from each other.
I also noticed that like when we're like pitch shifting up Woo! With any whammy or of the like swelly, you know, the shimmery things, that's you once you're like married to that sound once you've got it on, no matter where it is in the chain. Right. I should say that we got here at about 10:30 and it's now 7 p.m. So
look what we do for y'all. So this is, we got to shout out Mogami. We're going to shout out to all these pedal companies.
Basically every single one.
And
also, just another note, there's some that didn't make it into this because it's just like they're too insane. There's shit in here that like is too insane already.
Probably.
So, I mean, this obviously is just like kind of scratches the surface.
Yeah. We didn't put the vitriol in there. We didn't put the bitmap. Any of the bit crushes we didn't put in.
Any of the fucking insane distortions or fuzzes.
Right. Because those aren't meant to play with each other. They're meant to be standalones or with maybe a couple friends. But anyway, so this is Pedals and Effects. We did it, 100 pedals.
And if you stuck through that whole thing, props to you.
Yeah, props to you.
I mean, we straight up counted to like, there was a lot of counting that happened.
I say, let's make Scott make this into a 7-minute video. Imagine how hard that would be. Okay, thank you guys.